Earlier, you referred to life as a schoolroom and experiences as curriculum, and then you referred to incarnation as a game. What are your thoughts about the purpose of all of this?
The predicament with that question is that it's a question of the mind, and the answer is an answer you can be, but you can't know. So no answer that I can give your mind will satisfy it, because it can't know the answer, because it can only be the answer. And for that, dualism has to dissolve into itself. Because there are many levels of answer to that question. For example, since time is only real on certain planes, there are other planes where it isn't. It's all present simultaneously. So when you say, how did it all begin, or why did it begin, or who thought it up, that is a time concept that's only relevant within the realms your mind plays in. And actually, nobody thought it up and nothing happened. Also, so it's going to make the answering difficult, as you can see. See, because I don't know what you're talking about. See? Okay. You know, or I'll tell him when I see him. I mean, you can feel how it all gets kind of... I mean, I can give you lots of games to answer that, like... It's the one is sitting there, and it, or stand, or whatever ones do, and it manifests in order to become the many, in order to know itself, because that's all part of the one, the creative act of the formless into form, and it's constantly creating and destroying and creating and destroying, and that's over kalpas and yugas in Hinduism and all that stuff, and it's kind of a wheel of something, the one having the illusion of being in form, going into the dream and then awakening out of the dream. And the entire curriculum is just that whole process of going into the dream and coming out of the dream, which is all just part of the perfection of the one being the many and being the one. The many is included within the one. So within the one, nothing's happening. It's just like dream stuff happening. And it's not purposive other than the creative act of it knowing itself. But that's all, I mean, at the Buddha said, it's none of your business. That was his answer. Which is the one I said about the mind. So I can't really do better than that on that question.
How do you think people might break out of the cycles of family dysfunction? If one meditates regularly, is that enough? Or is it also necessary to see a therapist for years and years?
I have found... that there is a timing in the process that one works with in dealing with personality habits, addictions, whatever you want to call those, structures, things like that. There is a content dealing with it, which is what a therapeutic process is about. And then there is a way of dealing with it in terms of the mechanics of mind. You're just dealing with them as thought forms, not what they're thought about, but just the fact that it's thought you're identifying with. And part of the timing is I experience it in myself as a very spiral process. That is, there was times when I dealt with the content of my psychodynamics, if you will. And it was ripe, and certain of it just I saw through, and it dissolved. And then others I just kept working against, and nothing much was happening. And I could see that I could go on and on doing that. It wasn't ripe to let go of. Then at the same moment, I keep cultivating that kind of emptiness behind the form of thought through my meditative practice. And as that emptiness gets deeper, or that equanimity, or that place behind the psychodynamics, it makes me more aware of how the psychodynamics are just structures of my own mind. And the seeing of them from behind them starts to loosen them up a little bit. It allows you to decathect them or get a little anxiety away from them, which allows them to come into consciousness more, then you can pick them off with therapy very easily. So that I'm saying that there's a timing in how you use psychodynamic techniques which deal with content versus spiritual techniques which deal not with content but with mechanics. Yes.
Can you talk about garbage? Right now I'm recycling everything I can, and I'm still throwing away tons and tons of garbage, and it really bothers me.
I think that we are on a we're on a roll now of becoming more conscious about the way in which we use resources. And that as that process goes on, you will find yourself collecting and buying stuff differently than you did before. And then you won't have so much to throw away. There won't be so much to throw away. Because that's the collective consciousness process that's going on. And as you demand that of the products you buy and so on, then the people that create those products become more conscious, and the whole thing keeps changing in the way that all works, until pretty soon, instead of constantly using new resources, you keep recycling the whole process through and using them for what you need and then recycling them. And that's something we're just getting educated about now. So all I can invite you to do is to use that feeling that I have still a lot of garbage, a lot of trash, to keep examining what's coming in the other end and make you more aware of what stuff you use, like whether you take a bag to the supermarket when you shop or whether you get the bag from the supermarket. I mean, those are just a little start. You start to do those little things, then pretty soon you don't have that big pile of bags at home. You hear what I'm saying? It's just a process.
Do you have any sense about the 12-step programs being part of the collective consciousness you're talking about? And what do you think of 12-step programs?
I would say that the reason it's, first of all, it's wonderful because it doesn't use professionals, which is nice. It leaves professionals to do whatever professionals need to do, which only they know. I mean, I don't know. What. And it leaves people doing it for themselves, which is, that's a very empowering process in the illusion of free will, which is great. That feeling of empowerment, because it just changes things. It does change where you're doing it from. Then I think that the 12-step program is aimed to recognize the relationship between the individual and the larger system. So I think it reinforces the contextual framework we're talking about. So I think it's excellent. In fact, I love what Bill did. I love the 12-step program. The only thing I don't like is that it doesn't self-destruct at the other end. Because all methods are traps. And it's important to me that I don't end up a meditator. I want to end up free. And I don't want to end up a non-drinking alcoholic. I want to end up free. It's part of the rules of the game that you have to define yourself always a certain way, yes. That's one of the problems of that system. That's the only problem with it that I can see. You're in it and you don't see it that way. You're just a bad 12-stepper. No, I know many 12-steppers say things like that, and I try to listen, but when I read the doctrine and I talk to people who have been in 12-step programs for 15, 20 years, and I look at them, I still see some part of them is crippled by the definition of themselves. I've just got to be straight with you. That's what I'm experiencing. Yeah.